try to sort out a very mysterious topic. And first is the introduction to this topic. I'm going to read a line from the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to go in reverse. Right, the very beginning of Siman Tov Mem Beis, Din Torah V'Chometz, Uvo Yir Aleph Siv. Aleph. Taru V'Chometz Oivrim Allah Mishum Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzi. One violates Ba'yiro for Taru V'Chometz. So now, without going further than that, we need to ask ourselves the following. We've instituted, probably in the last 200 years about, communal Mechiras Chometz. Before then, Mechiras Chometz was the province of Yechidim. I mean, a guy that had, for commercial reasons, he owned a brewery or something like that, so he couldn't, you know, he inevitably had Chometz, and there was no way that he could get rid of it, so he had to go and find a guy to sell it to. Yeah, but somewhere about 200 years ago, we instituted this communal, the Mechiras Chometz. And Mechiras Chometz is fraught with all types of lomdish questions. Out there is a tape from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal exploring many, many of the issues and his discomfiture, you know, with the type of sales that we use. And the source, I mean, I think it goes all the way back to the Tosefta, we find that there was Mechiras Chometz. But Mechiras Chometz comes in different forms. If we did Mechiras Chometz camp style, you know, the kids go to camp, end of June, the beginning of July, so the trucks go around for 2-3 days, they stop at everybody's house to pick up the baggage, and hopefully it arrives in the right camp and comes out on the other side in the Catskills. At the end of the summer, the process is repeated. Now, if we did Mechiras Chometz in that fashion, that the guy would go around for 2-3 days before Yom Tov and to haul away everybody's chometz, so then we would have very little problem with how to do halachically Mechiras Chometz. But because we're trying to do it without that logistical nightmare, we don't need another logistical nightmare to put into the week before Pesach. So since we're trying to do it without that logistical nightmare, we're trying to do the Mechiras Chometz in place. And that's halachically a very difficult process. And so the Mechiras Chometz that the Tosefta might have talked about might have involved actually transferring the Chometz to the non-Jew, just giving him possession of it. Even though it was a brewery, that's it. You walked out of the brewery and you gave him the building. Here's the key, it's yours. And he took full possession of it. In our Mechiras Chometz, it doesn't happen. And secondly, there's another, so besides all the technical issues in that regard of how to effectuate what's an effective kinyan and all the halachic dilemmas, there's another issue. And that issue is the Indian of Gemiras Das. Does a person really have Gemiras Das to sell the chametz? So the achronish answer to that kasha is that a person has Gemiras Das because he's a pious Jew and he doesn't want to possess chametz on Pesach. So we're sure that he has Gemiras Das. But nevertheless, the Gemiras Das is degraded on both sides because the Jew knows that the guy is not coming, and the guy knows that he's not coming. So, consequently, is the really Gemiras Das. So it's rather well known that the Vilna Goyen was not a big fan of what we do. Elamai, why was it instituted? It was instituted, as Rav Moshe Zatzal points out, particularly for people that had chometz gomer, that really needed to sell chometz, and they could not get rid of it before Pesach. And at an earlier time and place in this country, where the number of frum Jews was very small, and the number of non-frum Jews was quite large in comparison, so chometz olam ha'pesach was a very daunting problem. So the common practice, if you turn back the clock 90 or 100 years in this country, was that people that wanted to be careful about chometz olam ha'pesach we dafka buy a significant amount of chametz before Pesach to last them till well after Pesach, so they shouldn't have to buy after Pesach, and they sold it with the mechiras chametz, so that they would be certain that they wouldn't violate chametz overlava Pesach. So then it certainly was a zehirus, in fact, to do such a mechira. With the rise of new options and the growing strength of our community, that's less and less the problem. So we're more cognizant of the sheet of the Gra, and many follow it, not the sell chametz gomer. So I wanted to unravel in today's share is the following. That what accounts for the difference between chametz gomer and chametz sheino gomer? Right, the Shulchan Aruch paskins terubas chametz oyven alo b'shem bayiro. This bayiro and terubas chametz too. So if this bayiro and terubas chametz, so what's the difference? Hard to kushi leduchta. If I want to be a machmer and not to rely on the mechiras chametz, so why does it help not to sell chametz gomer when I'm selling terubas chametz? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that this bayiro bayimotzi and terubas chametz. That's the focus of tonight's shiur, to try to sort this out a little bit, what this is about. Now, if you want to really understand this as best you can, I mean, certainly it won't hurt if you learn the Gemaras. But in the Aruch HaShulchan at the beginning of Siman Tov Mem Beis, does a masterful job. A masterful job in going through the sugya. And what's very difficult is there are many issues which do not have an agreed upon, the terminology is not agreed upon by the Rishonim, what the different things are. So, you know, everyone would agree if you took a loaf of bread, okay, so that's all you have, flour and water and nothing else. That everyone's certainly going to agree that that's chametz gomer. That there's no question about. But now let's go to the next step. What happens? Well, let me explain this as carefully as I can. We have a principle that when it comes to violating an iser, that as long as if the person eats kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, in that rec amount of time, then he violates the yisur, the full love. It's not chatz yisur. The one issue is, what is kedei achilas pras? Is it three bayim, as the Rambam says? Others say it's four bayim. So, either kezayis b'kedei achilas pras is either 1/6 or 1/8. Now, in that case, one is certainly over in all the surim shabbatur. And when we get Malkus Lechar for it. So the Shaila is what the status, what is that status? Is that a status of Chometz Gomor or is that a status of Taruvus? That's question number one. What is the status of that?
Part of that, the Rav means the Kazayas Pekhechilas Pras?
Yes, when you have, I have a mixture. I have potatoes. And mixed into the potatoes, I have let's say, take seven kezayisim of potato and one kezayis of bread. And it's all duly mixed. What's the status of that? What is the status of that? So, do we consider that the full deal? That's the full chametz gomer, or it's not? Now, and that's why the terms, at the end, we're going to have to match up a lot of different things to see what everyone agrees is also, what's the, each one coming from their own standpoint. So, the Rambam learns, let's start off like this. So, the simple assumption is that if you, no, so we say like this, if I eat something, so I have, let's say, one kezayis of bread, mixed together with seven kezayisim of potatoes. So, if within the, I would, so we say that's kedei, no. So, if I have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, meaning when I'll eat this whole thing, and the share of eating this whole thing, I'll get a kezayis of chametz at the same time. So now the actuality, the Gemara Shas articulated this principle in terms of from the beginning of the Achila to the end of the Achila, when a person would get Malkus. In other words, what defines something is one eating, what defines something is two eatings. So the Shas says, if it's Bechdei Achilas Pras, whether the time it takes to eat three Bayim or four Bayim, so that's considered one Achila. Now, most of the Rishonim extrapolated forward from that, and they learned that if I eat the whole pras, emamela, which is in the share of kedei achilas pras, and thereby I ate a kezayis chometz in that amount of time, so avada, you're going to get the oiver, the full iser. It's the full chorus. There's nothing missing from that. That's the way most Rishonim learned. And that's simply why, because you ate a kezayis, but the chorus, yes, a person would eat it, would violate chorus. There's no chometz gomer. This is considered chometz gomer. Rahare b'chol yisurim kainu. Kishe yesh kezayis v'chvei achilas pras chayim. A person gets malchus. Osh adobar ha'osr hu b'loi tarobas klal. Is if they ate a kezayis of treif, not being mixed together with all of these potatoes. But at the end of the day, in the requisite time, that whatever kedei achilas pras is, he ate a kezayis of treif. So that's it. So he ate the kezayis treif. So what am I concerned that together with this kezayis of treif, he ate seven kezayis of potatoes? But lemaisa, in the shear of kedei achilas pras, he ate a kezayis of treif. So that's it. So he ate a kezayis of treif in the requisite time. Whatever else he ate, of what relevance is that subject? So they say that that's certainly considered, that's the full din of chametz gomer. A person would be chayav koras if it were Pesach. That's the shita of most Rishonim. The Rambam does not hold this way. The Rambam holds that this is not considered chometz gomer anymore. Chometz gomer is undiluted chometz. Chometz, which is already mixed together with something else, so I took this mixture and I mixed one kezayis of bread and seven kezayis of potatoes and I mixed it all up thoroughly. That's no longer considered chometz gomer. This is only considered, and he says the nafkamina is afshiyish v'gzayir ein bo rak malchus v'lo koros. A person would get malchus for it, yes, an iser deraisa, but he wouldn't get koros for such a thing. It's not the full iser. This is not chometz gomer. So this is step number one, and the machloek is number one, that the Rambam holds that this is not chometz gomer. And Ramela, since it's not chometz gomer, you only get malchus. You don't get chorus for it. So according to the Rambam, this is already goes into the realm of Tarubas Chometz. So this is Machloikas number one. That when you have a Kezayis Bechvei Achilas Pras, so most of the Rishonim say that that's Chometz Gom. According to the Rambam, that's Tarubas Chometz. Now, that's when there is Kezayis Bechvei Achilas Pras. Let's say we get to a Tarubas Chometz which doesn't have this. Now, let's say you don't have a Gezayis Bechvei Achilas Pras. So the Rambam wrote the following. Tarubas Chometz Oivin Olam Vishim Bayiroa Bayimotze. You Oivin Bayiroa Bayimotze. You Perish HaRava Magid. The Mestomach of Anosu Kishay Yeshbo Gezayis Bechvei Achilas Pras. So the Rava Magid said the Rambam when there is a Gezayis Bechvei Achilas Pras. Besomach HaMashah Kosar Berak Aleph. But the Havish Abin Avoshaka in Perish Dwarf, the Kaman also Gamba Imbo Kazayas Bechay Achilas Pras. The Rambam means even if there's no Kazayas Bechay Achilas Pras, one would still violate the Yisrael of Bayiro Bayibotzi. Viskimala Zerabino Yasa Besifro Kesav Mishnah. Bechola Paiskim. So this is the generally accepted view in the Rambam that even if you don't have a Kazayas Bechay Achilas Pras, you're still going to be over by your motzi. Now, the Chayr, according to this, that if you would eat it, what are you going to get? You're certainly not going to get malchus for it. Can't be a full lav because it's not b'chdei achilas pras. So what's the cheshbon that a person is allowed to, that you either buy your robe or you motzi? So the Aruch HaShulchan says the pshat is very poshut. That sof kosov, at the end of the day, you have a kezayas chometz right here in front of you. So we're not dealing with the Isra Achilas chometz, we're dealing with possessing chometz. So right here on the table in front of me, good, it's mixed together with a whole big bunch of potatoes. But is there a kezayas chometz sitting there? Yeah, there's a kezayas chometz right here. You have a kezayas chometz in your possession, so what do you want? So you're over the Isra. What does it have to do with the fact that you're going to come to eat it or you're not going to come to eat it? Who cares? I mean, this touches a broader question. There's a question, and it is not so clear in the Rishonim which way to go. Because when the Torah articulates the Yisra Bayiro, if someone have a Chumash or a Bayiro, bring a Chumash. Chumash was. Shivas Yomim Matzis Techilu. In Perek Yud Beis Posik Tezvov, Parshas Boy. Shivas Yomim Matzis Techilu. Ach Bayom Orishon Tashbisu Saom Ribotecha. Then the Posik continues. Ki Kol Ochel Chometz V'Nichroso Hanefesh Ahim Yisrael Mayom Orishon Ad Yom Hashvi. Because this chorus that's involved with this Mayom Orishon Ad Yom Hashvi. Now the simple meaning of this pasuk, it's pretty clear. I think Tosfos at the beginning of Pesachim did not read it that way, but the simple taich in the pasuk, if you read the words suggest the fact that why is there tashbisu sa'or mibotecha, ki chol oichol chametz b'nichru sa'or nefeshayim yisro, that you're facing the problem of Korach. So the Torah said, get rid of it. Tashbisu sa'or mibotechem, so you shouldn't come to do an Issur Koras. That's the simple poshut pshat and posuk. Now, if we would learn that way, then there wouldn't be no basis for the Rambam to be able to say that I'm going to be over by your robe, by your motzei, when there's no Koras. And it's even worse because the Rambam, because here the Rambam said it in two cases. The Rambam said it that there's no Koras even in the case of Kezayas b'chdei achilas pras. Then he goes on to say, when there's no kezayis, the Rambam said there's no chorus, I should say, by b'chdei achilas pras. There's certainly no chorus if it's not b'chdei achilas pras. So if the Yisra b'yiro b'yimotzi is tied to the simple pshat in the posuk, that it's a means of preventing myself from violating the chorus, then neither statement of the Rambam holds water. So you have to learn, according to that, this person to say the following. That the shaila is, why all of a sudden, there are many yisurim in the Torah. So why is it that all of a sudden here, when it comes to chometz and Pesach, it's about your robe, about your motzi? I mean, if your cleaning lady left a ham sandwich in your house, you could put it in the fridge and cold it off at the morning. You don't have to throw it out the window. So if it's epis that, all of a sudden you have chametz, throw it out, burn it. What happened? We have plenty of serum. The Torah really demands of us that we do such a thing. So if it's epis. So we could read to say that the following, that this is a very chomerdik iser, and therefore it has unusual standards. Not that one's cause and effect. It's not that the chorus is the cause of the tashbisu sa'om ribotecham, but rather they exist parallel to each other. Listen, you know, this is not some minor violation. This is big league stuff. How do I know it's big league? Well, listen, if you eat it on Pesach, you get chorus. This is, you know, this is the real deal. So, don't ask me too many questions about why the Torah may have been machmer about kikod that tashpisus army b'teicha. The Torah took a very stringent tone when it comes to chometz. So, just as you have a chumra that it has chorus, which is rather unusual in isure achila, right? We have chorus, we have chelev and dam. Other than that, basically, they don't exist. So here the Torah came along and said, oh, Pesach, it's chorus. This is big stuff. If it's big stuff, then don't be surprised that the Torah made a special Issa for it of Tashbisus Ormi Botech. So how one reads the Pasuk is a very critical factor, really, in defining this entire story. You know, the Rambam clearly must learn in the latter explanation of the Pasuk, could not learn the former explanation of the Pasuk. So it touches that too, in other words, how you understand the relationship between Tashbisu Sa'omi Bateichem and the Isochrisis. So the Rambam has Chometz Gomer, which has chorus, means a real loaf of bread. If you mix the Kzayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, that's already a lav. If it's a Kzayas which is not Bechdei Achilas, it's not even a lav. But all of them, all of these Ifanim, all have Bayiro Bayimotze, according to the Rambam. Now, let's go to the other side of the ledger. So on the other side of the ledger, we have the other Rishonim. So the fact that a loaf of bread is Chometz Gomer, less man the Pollock. They say if you have kizayis mechel echilas pras, that's also chometz gomer. Why? Because if you eat it, you get a kizayis and a chometz mechel, just because it's mixed together with other things. So what? You know, it's not you don't need specially to have tamat tam iser. You know, if you have a tam iser with taroivas, you still have the yait iser. So that they consider that chometz gomer too. Now, so what is according to the Rambam Taruvas is according to the Chometz Gomer. Then we can go down another step, and that deals when we get to the issues of Tamki Iker. In other words, that all I have, and not the Rambam's Taruvas, but I have Tam Chometz. So I have Tam Chometz. In other words, until now, when we're dealing, is there a Kazayas Bechrei Achilas Pras? There's no Kazayas Bechrei Achilas Pras. We're dealing in situations where you don't have tam. Let's say you mixed it min b'mino, not in my case of bread and potatoes, but the case chometz de gematzimel and pesach de gematzimel. So then there's no iser of because tam is not the question. It's only the mamoshes, which is the problem. But let's say there's a case that it's min b'shein amino where we have tam chometz. So then we first have to ask ourselves a different question. So in Chulin we have a machlokes about Tam Ki Iker, meaning that the Tam is treated as the Iker is treated. Now what is the implication of that then? Is that a Derabbanan Dikadin or a Deraisa Dikadin? So Rashi and the Rambam hold the Tam Ki Iker is a Derabbanan. So the Chayr, if all you would have is Tam Chometz, on the tzad of Tam Ki Iker is midrabbanan, then you can't articulate the Devanisa Deraisa here at all. If you hold, like the other Rishonim, that say the Tam Ki Iker is Deraisa, so that I could say that as long as I have Tam Chometz, at whatever level, so it's still going to be an Isa Deraisa. So, certainly until Shishim, even Mistavra, that if it's not bottled with Shishim, it's B'mashu, it's a Dindrabbanan. Whether the Rabbanon were Moisef Chumroch in Pesach, and they said B'mashu, or, like the Rambam suggests, because it's Dovash Yesh Lamatir, and it'll be Mutter, which is clearly the Rambam means Midrabbanon, Dovash Yesh Lamatir is not an Issa Deraisa. So now we come to the question of what's the status, what are we defined by Tam Chometz? So now even if we take, the Tzad of Tam Ki Iker as Deraisa, so the Chor, there is an Issa Deraisa in such a case. What would the status of that be in terms of by Yiro, by Yimotzi on that. And so here we find the following. Ulini by Yeroba Taroivis and Yud Beis, Kosa Varamo Perak Dala Dinches. Taroivis Chomets, Oivern Olo Mishim by Yeroba Yimotze. And that's what's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Ruvas Chomets has by Yeroba Yimotze. Well, Perishamagin Mishim, the Vestoma, as we said, Kavanosik Shriyeshba, Ksayas Bechilas Pras. And then it brings a Moshe Akayin and the Beis Yosef and others. The Pachol of Oysen Kosel Milsa B'tamah, the Vishlomo B'achilo, Kishayin Kizayis V'chilas Pras, Yeno Ocho, Kifishir Achilo. Shenit the Lomosha Misina, Avalin Yabal Yero, Kimach Yeshom Kizayis Chomets Ariel B'bal Yero, Penodas Rashi, Shesh B'teru B'bal Yero, Avar Abed Tam Kosel Shom B'tois, is the Lech B'bal Yero. That there's no B'bal Yero. Why? Because when we're dealing with Taruvus Chometz, or Ilav Kro the Chomachmetzes, there's a post of Chomachmetzes Lo Yisachelo, is Lo Aviyadano Gam Yisrachilo. We wouldn't even know it's Osir Bachilo. Bimke Minoli Ba Yiro Ayin Shom. So where would we come to Ba Yiro? Is Viyesh Loima, the Rashi Ba Rambam, the Mishnah Ba Bachilo Tzorach Kro, Vishum Da Yichlo Ba Taruvus. Eating it with Taruvus. And the Rambam says it's already not Chometz Gomer already. So need. Avolinin ba yiro, kibbutz yesh b'zeh kizayis chometz, lama lo yavu ba yiro, chayitze b'zeh matzinu. And he wants to bring an example of this elsewhere. Bochanami, kishar kizayis chometz b'fuzo ben ataroibis b'achilo, potol, v'hino esh o'ch lo ka'achas. You know, if it's not kizayis b'chvei achilas pras, so you're not going to eat a kizayis in the requisite time. Ava yiro chayiv. Dimash etz lo kizayis chometz, because he's keeping a Kazayas Chometz in his Rishus. Oh. So, we have the following. So now we have that by what's defined as Taruvas Chometz, that is a Machlekes. So, the Rambam holds that you violate by your Rabbi Yimotze, and the Rabbeinu Tam says you don't violate by your Rotze. It's enough of a Chiddush that it's also altogether. But certainly, how would we come to an Isra by Yeroh by Yimotzi? Where's the Rebu for that? Yeah. Now one more little piece. Let's do tests. V'chol zeh b'taroivish ein ha-chomets leisen tam b'taroivish k'mo yobish v'yobish. Avo g'she leisen tam toli b'amachloi k'she v'yoredeya itam ki ikka d'raisa d'rabbono. In other words, in terms of the Yisr Achila, what's its status? Shom nizbar d'rashi rabbi s'virlei tam ki ikka d'rabbono. Rabbi Rotam s'virlei tam ki ikka d'raisa. Is v'chein hu das harosh v'ator ayin shom. Well, the v'ikal chos of kana torah v'zal daf k'she v'taru v'z tam chometz. Aval am yeish bo tam chometz v'chayv en alo v'tam ki yigud arayis ad kan l'shayna. One would be chayv. V'gam g'zayis v'nei achilas prasa v'kar ramban v'am agar mishner chos of v'mar nami v'shem v'am g'zayis v'nei achilas prasa v'al yeish bo g'zayis v'nei achilas prasa v'chayov en alayim. If you have a g'zayis v'nei achilas prasa y'chayv. And if you hold Tam Geeker, you would also be Chayev if the Tam is not both, certainly up until Shisha. So the Chayev and the Achilo, right? And on Bayiro, Bayimotze, so that we saw, that's going to be a Machlekes. The Rambam has, in whatever he considers Taroivas Chometz, which starts according to him, even if you have a Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras, and even if you don't have a Kazayas Bechdei Achilas Pras. So in all of those, I find them of Taroivis, the Rambam holds the Oiva by Yiro by Yimotzi. If we look at a Taruvus Chometz, that if so, now according to the other Rishonim, so that which the Rambam's first level of Taruvus Chometz is for us Chometz Gomor. So that's certainly nothing to talk about. But if we go down to less than Gezayis Mechnei Achilas Pras, according to the other Rishonim, or we go to questions, and let's say that that's min b'she'eno mino, so they hold that you're not over by your role by your motzi in such a case, if it's less according to the other Rishonim. The only Iver, right, he's Mechadish Doruch HaShulchan to defend the Rambam, that what the Rambam holds, that if it has a Kazayas, that even not Bechdei Achilas Pras, that the Oiver Ba'yiro. What the other Rishonim hold, that if it has a Kazayas, not Bechdei Achilas Pras, by Min B'miso, if it's by Min B'mino, so I'm not Oiver Ba'yiro, number one. Number two was a question, let's say it's a question of Min B'she'enom, you know, two different Minim. So now we have the issue by Min B'she'enom, you know, is Tamki Yikr or not? So that's B'machloik Shnuya. If Tamki Yikr is the rice, so Tamki Yikr is not the rice.
Do I need a Kazayas in that case?
What?
Do I still need a Kazayas in that case?
You, to get a Malkus, or you would need a Kazayas, but not a but if you say, once you say L'chor is Tamki Yikr, so lechayer, then there would be a din of Hanan lechayer. In other words, it's a question that if once the tam went into something, so we assume that the tam suffuses the whole thing. So lechayer, if you ate a kezayis of that which was suffused with the tam and it was presumed to be a kezayis went into this thing, so lechayer would wind up getting malchus lechayer.
Why does kezayis even have to go in the first place?
What? Because otherwise you get into questions, do you say Hanan, you don't say Hanan, which Yisurim do you say Hanan, by Mosa B'cholo, by all the Yisurim, then you get it.
You have to consume a Kazayas of Chametz, just Kazayas of stuff that tastes like Chametz that came from
Kazayas. L'chayra. Our Kol Ponem, so now let's try to Cheshbin out. So if we're dealing that it's not a Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras, so the other Rishonim say there's no Ba'yiro, Ba'yimotzi. If you have Tam Chometz, so then it's conceivable, so then if you have Tam Chometz, so you could in fact be over an Issa Deraisa by eating it if you assume that Tam is Ki'ikah. If Tam is not Ki'ikah, then there's not going to be, there's no Issa even in eating it. So, what?
There is an Issa
Derabonah. But not a Deraisa, even in eating it. If Tam, now, so a Mei law. I think what comes out is like this. So what we're saying is like this. The fact that we don't not to sell chametz, we're not assuming that me'ikra the dinner that it's also to do such a thing. If me'ikra the dinner was also, that even if something was only also midrabbanan, you also wouldn't be allowed to do it. Elamai, we're assuming that it works, that the mechira works. Elamai, I want to be machmer. So the question is, how far will we koveya to go with that chumrah? So basically, it looks like what they did is like this. If it's chometz gomer, which means, so according to either it's bread by itself, pasta by itself, or it has a gezayis b'chnei achilas pras, so the Rishonim hold that that's chometz gomer. The Rambam who says that's tarubas chometz, but the Rambam says on that tarubas chometz you over by your robe, by your motze. So whichever tzad you take, yeah, you're still stuck with Ba'yiro Ba'yimotze because it's Chometz Gavur or because there's Betarubas Chometz. Now, if I go down a step and I don't have a Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras, so the Rambam is Mechadish, I have Ba'yiro, and the other Rishonim hold, I don't have Ba'yiro. So now I'm no longer Osir L'chol Adeus. I reached the point, if it doesn't have a Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras, which is B'machleik Ishnuyah in the Rishonim. Or if it's a question of Tamki Iker, the Chayarok also comes to the same thing. But if the question is Tamki Iker, so there's also B'machleik Shnuya, whether it's Osir or it's not Osir, Midiraisa. If it's not Osir Midiraisa, then there can't be an Issa Ba'yiro, Ba'yimotzi Midiraisa on it either. So the Chayarok, that's the Cheshbon, that on Taruvas Chometz, not the Rambam's Tarubas Chometz, which has Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras, but the Tarubas Chometz, which doesn't have Kazayas B'chdei Achilas Pras. So if it's Min B'mino, so we have many Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and say that there's certainly no Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzi. If it's a question of Tamki Yikr, so we have a Machleikus, a Rishonim of Tamki Yikr, Deraisa, not Deraisa. So Hayyos, that this is a Chumrah, we didn't, you know, go to town to say we're going to blow away every last vestige of chometz and not, you know, any chash chometz ba'alma we're not going to put into the mechira. So the chayra, that's the beer, what we say is the difference between chometz gomer and not chometz gomer, because this taruvas chametz, which has kezayas bechdei achilas pras, and that either has bayiro because of that taruvas according to the Rambam, or it has bayiro because it has a kezayas bechdei achilas pras to the chametz gomer. But once we go below that level, so there already we're entering into a realm which is not agreed to. But the Rambam says if it's not a kezayas bechdei achilas pras, then there is by your own other Rishonim disagree, or by Taruvas Chometz, so we have good here. We have a Machlokes of Tamki, because the Raisa, Tamki, because not the Raisa. I think that that's the Pshat, the basic Pshat, and why we're Machalik between Taruvas Chometz, and meaning Taruvas Chometz, which doesn't have Kezayas Bechei Achilas Pras, and Chometz Gomor. So I think that's the beer in what this Minig is about, this Chumra is about. But this is, it's, as I said, when you start reading the Shulchan Aruch, it's less than obvious why we're doing what we're doing. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, Taruv is chametz over and lover by your rabbi yemotzi. So, ma'ahu iluk hachamim betakantam, that will machmer bechametz gomer and makel betaruvus. But lefima shabi arnu, the chayra, we're dealing with, and we have less than a gezayis bechdei achilas pras, or just tam chametz, and in either of those two cases, there's mokum lahokel because the other rishonim that clearly hold there's no derais in such a case. So, which brings us to a very interesting shaila, and the question is what to do with whiskey. Should we machmer a mekel with whiskey? So, Mashar is a big tzaddik, bichlal. And all this on Hogas Achayim. Yashar is a big tzaddik. So my Shver would not keep whiskey on Pesach. You know, so he'd pack up all his whiskey and he'd bring it, like when I was married, bring it to me, bring it to one of his Chaverim, and he literally gave it away B'Lev Shalom. You could drink it up. He had no kapedis. He was happy that you drank it. He didn't want it back from you, you know. That's it. He came Pesach, whatever. He gave it back to me. If he didn't drink it, he would accept it back. But he had no kapedus whatsoever. He did not have any intention of getting it back from you. He didn't care. He could drink it up to your heart's delight before Yantar was fine for him too. But my Rosh Hashanah, Rav Henoch Zatzal, did not sell chametz gomer, and he sold whiskey. Whiskey is the one chametz that he sold. So I once asked him about it, why he does it. So he told me that the Shilas and Chubas Pnei Yoshua, which is the grandfather of the Pnei Yoshua, when his Shilas and Chubas, he writes that whiskey is not Chometz Gomer, it's considered Zeyab Alma. It's not, this is always a question every time we have an extract from anything, is it considered the real thing or just a byproduct? So he held that whiskey is considered a byproduct. It's not considered chametz gomer. So I asked him that, nope, that could be. But the Chofetz Chaim paskins that whiskey is chametz gomer. So he usually followed the Chofetz Chaim and everything. So basically what came out was that in this chumrah of mechiras chametz, of not to sell chametz gomer, he was willing to be soimach on the shalas and chubas Pnei Yoshua, not to sell the whiskey. So in other words, even though not to avoid selling the whiskey, but he was masking to sell the whiskey for this reason, because it was soimach on the shitas that this is not considered chametz gomer. Now, the truth of the matter is, if we put it in the context of everything that we're talking about tonight, so it stems very well. Because basically, what really comes out is the whole Indian in taruvas chametz that we sell it is also because we said once it's b'machleikah shnuya, so we weren't, you know, we didn't become super chassidim of the chumra. That's it, you know, we're going to nuke every vestige of a kula.
What's the mitzvah by whiskey?
I mean, what's the metzias?
I mean, it's tam.
Yeah, the question is what that tam is. In other words, we saw. In other words, tam per se may not be, if tam kid's not ki, because it's certainly not going to be an issue. Elamai, the shayla is, we have the moshul. We have two, three different shaylas from Masechet Brachos which deal with this. If you squeeze juice out, and you do, certainly if you don't take the pulp with it, right? So then I think it's generally muskim that that's considered zeyabama. That's an extract. In other words, the real, the mamoshes you left behind, the pulp, and the extract that you took. So that's not considered, the extract is not considered gufo shaldoma. If you have the pulp already, then there are big stodim that you should make a itzal Peter Rosh. The midagolim is not like that, but there are big stodim. Now this is reflected in a din that we have, and so that's if we squeezed fruit. Let's say we make a vegetable soup, and we cook the vegetable soup. So there we have the essence dissolves into it. So there, everyone holds the chayr that the halacha is they make a bar pri adom. The reason the chayr is because the vegetable really dissolved fully into the, or a chaylik of it dissolved, of the mamoshes dissolved. Now, if you take the chayr, or if you're taking beer, or you're taking whiskey, that's not really the case. In other words, in effect, a certain tam is coming out. But I don't think you're dealing with the dissoluted, the dissolving. As far as I understand, the dissolving the essence of the wheat or the barley hops.
There's no cooking going on.
Yeah, there is some type of cooking. It's distilled.
It's
distilled, but you're not getting the mamoshes, you know, of the barley hops or of the wheat. It's not the same type of consistency as when you make a... Yeah, especially because of the fact that it's distilled. In the distilling process...
You're heating it.
What?
You are heating it.
You're heating it, but it's boiled off. It's the vapors that boil off. It's right. Not...
The lights are coming off.
What?
But still, the whatever is distilling off, not the heavy stuff, but the lights are distilling off.
What does it distill off?
It's, right, I think it's the process by which you distill, you remove the vapors from the solids. That's the distilling process.
Well, I don't know the process, so I
don't know exactly. I don't know how it works.
I've never seen anybody do it.
You know, but
you have to get a bootleg.
Yeah, but basically, what you're doing is using heat, and you're driving off the vapors, and you're capturing the vapors, and that's what we're winding up with. So really, the essence I think stays behind. I think that's the cheshbon for it. I'll call upon him. It's b'machloikish nu. Others say, I guess, because of the fact that it's cooked, that it's considered chometz gomel. So that's goes exactly to this issue. So if you consider it zeya just merely as an extract, like extracting juice, so then it's not chometz gomel. If you say, well, listen, you're cooking the essence, and some of the essence is going into it, then you would have a basis to say it's chometz gomer, because like no different than a pea soup in that regard. I mean, the question is, as I think what you make of the distilling process that comes next, where that goes. And that's also, if you really want to get very technical, you get into another issue. And that is the following. Let's say we'll even assume that the distilling process manages to get off the vapors with none of the essence of the thing itself, which is probably true. We have a very interesting thing. There's a machlekes and chulin of efshel esochto or efshel esochto. Meaning, if something becomes osir, could you extract the iser and make it mutter again? And there's a machlekes about that in chulin. So the Beis Yosef at one point says, in effect, this is not a machlekes in mitzias. Listen, you know. Do your thing and have a cook, a kvel armor, those sheets, they're sard, have a non-Jewish professional cook taste it, and that's all. It has time, it has time, it doesn't have time. What are we pilping after the sochto or not after the sochto? You know, either it has time or not. We'll do a blind taste test. We'll get five world-class cooks, so we'll do a blind taste test. And that's it, and we'll see what they say. Finished. Either it has time or it doesn't. What's the pilple about? So the researcher says the pilpul is about something else. The pilpul is that once the Shem Yisr was chal, what's the next step that's going to remove the Shem Yisr? That's the question. And he's saying, the Amman Yomer says that Yefshel Sochto was saying, It's not the mitzvahs that you can't remove the Isa. We have a lot of things that we remove the Isa. I'll give you an example in Uchas Pesach in a minute. But once the Shem Isa was chal, there's no new bittel like forthcoming to remove the Shem Isa. So now that you took the Isa out, so what? But this became a Chefter Shal Isa, sort of like Hanan in a certain regard. So Mamela, there's nothing to come to be matter that Isa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. So that could be here also. That in other words, that even though we only got the vapors, but once Lamaisa, when it was together with the wheat, so the tam of the wheat was there, and that was together with its essence. So even though I maybe removed it ultimately from it, but what was the kayach that came to be matterit? Now we have, this is a similar shiloh. This is a very, which touches this shiloh, is the shiloh of decaffeinated coffee on Pesach. And decaffeinated coffee, there are decaffeinated coffees that are kosher. Most of them, what do they need a hechsher? Because the conventional process for the decaffeination is by using a process of alcohol extraction. Somebody apply alcohol to it, mix it together, and the alcohol leaches the caffeine out. Then they use some process where basically all the alcohol disappears together with the caffeine. So at the end of the day, if you ask the food scientists, that's what I'm told, they will tell you the alcohol is gone. It came, it did its thing, and it went, and it disappeared. I guess also distilled off in some fashion. And they removed it. So now, what's you come back again to this issue. So do what do we say about Efshel Sochto? So, as I said, from the Beis, if it's not a question of, in the Metzias, is it removed? You know, well, scientifically, we're pretty sure that it's removed. Elamai, but what's the koyach lahater? What's the koyach that's coming to remove, to make the new shem heter on it? Is that bottle beroyim? So where did the shem yisra go? So these are royce are some of the considerations which are involved in the mechiras chametz.
So the kosher decaffeinated coffees have a different process.
They use a different process. Yeah, I don't know what that process is, but they use a different process. Yeah, that's why there are very very few of them, in fact. And decaffeinated has to have, there are decaffeinated coffees that exist for Pesach, but they're few and far between, because the typical process of decaffeination involves alcohol extraction.
So if you could use synthetic alcohol.
Hey, whatever. So there are other means of doing it, which are kosher to Pesach, but it's not atypical in terms of the processing. So that was my goal. My goal today was to demystify this very strange minute that we have, being mechalak between chametz gomer and terubas chametz, which seems to run directly against the Shulchan Aruch. So that was, as is Hashem, I think in our analysis we've come to a conclusion that we're not in contradiction to the Shulchan Aruch in this, our practices in being mechalak between chametz gomer and non-chametz gomer, this kobra.
What about the ones who sell chametz gomer? Has the logic?
Chametz gomer, because they're same mechanda mechira. That's all. That's not a problem. Listen, you know, meikra the dinner. As they asked Rav Moshe, can you sell chametz gomer? He says that's what the whole mechira was made for. I presume because he meant it was made initially for breweries and distilleries. That's what it was made for. You know, for Ranfin's great great grandfather needed to have mechiras chametz. You know.
Yeah, but you just said that the brewery is not.
If you assume like most poskim it is chametz gomer, what? That's one sheetah holds that way. Most sheetahs didn't hold that way. So Rav Moshe was obviously reflecting the psak of most sheetahs that would say it's chametz gomer. So the guy that owned it certainly had to get rid of it. None of us are saying to be samech on that not to do a mechira. Maybe to be samech on that to do the mechira, but you have to do a mechira. So that's, I think, where Rav Moshe was coming from. That the initial mechiras chametz that we use was made dafka for the people that had the problems with chametz gomer. And especially a lot of them could not even close if they wanted to, because it was a franchise that they bought from the king. And basically, I guess their obligation was to supply. You know, they had the schus to supply, but they also had a supply. It's, you know, there was a man I knew years back when I lived in Canarsie, he was a Polish Jew. And he survived the Holocaust. And he told me before the war in Poland, he owned a bar. He says, in Motzei Shabbos, he used to go straight from shul to the bar to open up the bar. He says, my non-Jewish customers are waiting to go in. He says, they were. It's interesting. He says, yeah, they were waiting very quietly, you know, there was no wildkeit, nothing walled out. They're not waiting for me to come and open up the place, but, you know, and they had a go on to Shabbos and open up the place for business, you know, that was, you know. So, I presume that the guys that bought the franchises had to produce. They couldn't just say, okay, no beer this week, you know, that wouldn't go down too. Maybe they certainly had to have beer around. They could not, you know, close the place up for weeks on end, you know.
Even for 1 week?
So they couldn't, well, the beer was distilling. They had a, so let's say they sold before, they weren't running on Yom Tov, but they sold before Yom Tov, and they had to be distilling over Yom Tov, so that after Yom Tov they had supply to sell. Right? So their customers probably bought an extra week's supply before Yom Tov, fine. And after Yom Tov, what's going to be? So it has to be, he has to supply the folk with the beer.
So they would distill it on Pesach?
Yeah, it was in, yeah. It was running, it was distilling. It was fermenting in the brewery. What do you mean, how? He sold it to a guy. It wasn't his. The guy, it was fermenting. It was in the beer, you know, vats, and it was fermenting.
So the bottom line is that the chumra would apply only if there's a kazayis b'chayach delos pras.
Correct. That's what I came with. Yeah. Okay. So Baruch Hashem, I think we came to a little clarity in what this minhag was about. That was my goal for today's share, to see if we could come to some clarity in what this unusual minhag is about.
But if somebody was strictly going according to the Rambam, so then they could.
Yeah, according to the Rambam, if you're a real brisker,
then
you probably don't sell anything.
From one side, but if you decide that it's not, when it's desires to have this cross, according to Rambam,
so you bet you'll even buy your raw, according to him. So,
but can you say that on Chomash Gamor, the only men from Rachid, you know, were to kill currents? Because maybe the original Chumra was that he had currents.
Yeah, I don't know. Not so reflective of the Rishayim here. So, okay, I'll come upon him. Progress we made.
He's been 10 years with
us. Well, see, if you wait, good things happen.
The restaurant.